Remember, Luther was just trying to start this dialogue on indulgences, how they should be treated with a little bit more respect rather than just trying to obtain them through money. But once the 95 Theses got into the hands of the Pope, there really wasn't a chance for any dialogue. All-out war would begin. And I really don't mean that just symbolically. It would be about 30 years, but it would come, that war would break out. And people would die. And in the meantime, there'd be revolts, there'd be violence, there'd be threats of violence, there would be kidnappings and murders. This is the dark side of the Reformation. And to be fair, much of the violence of the Reformation seemed to be against the Lutherans. But no one escaped unscathed or without causing wrongful violence in some way. It was all on us. And this began in 1518. Now Luther, what had happened was he received a summons from the Pope to go down to Rome. But since he knew that there really wouldn't be any people down there who were friendly to his argument, he was very hesitant because he thought it likely that if he didn't give in to the Pope, he was going to be tortured and then burned at the stake. And so his elector, which is kind of like a governor within the Holy Roman Empire, wrote to the emperor and persuaded him to have the hearing that Luther was to be in Augsburg, a city just 300 miles south of Wittenberg instead of Rome. And so there Luther would meet, not with the Pope, and if he had done that, that either could have ended the whole Reformation in a good way or sped the whole thing up in a bad way. But he met instead with Cardinal Thomas Cajetan. Now, Cajetan was an interesting man. He was highly trusted by the Pope. He was greatly respected through all of the courts of the emperor and of Europe. And so Cajetan was sent to Augsburg to examine Luther's theology and his writings, and then ultimately the man himself. And that's not really a problem. Examination is great. And every theologian desires that his theology be examined and tested to remain faithful. But Cajetan came to Augsburg with an agenda. His mind had already been made up. Since writing the 95 Theses, Luther had been prolific in other writings. The man really was a machine, and I don't think that the world has seen a brain like Luther's since. Because he could put out books and tracts and pamphlets seemingly with just great ease. Now, Cajetan then had a lot to draw from. And the Pope had already made it clear that he expected Cajetan to get one word out of Luther, and only one word. And that word was revoco, which means I recant. So in September, Luther's elector sent him down to Augsburg. This is Frederick the Wise. We'll talk more about him in future weeks. If Luther would not recant, Cajetan was authorized to put Luther into shackles and take him down to Rome. And if he did recant, well, everyone actually kind of knew that that wasn't really going to be happening. Luther and his friends and even his elector began to fear for his life. So Luther went before Cajetan, not knowing what was going to happen. Cajetan gave him the opportunity to repent of his errors and never teach him again. This is very interesting. Luther had to lay down prostrate on the floor in front of Cajetan. And then when Cajetan would give this address, and then we started speaking to Luther, Luther could get up on his knees. And then when Cajetan stopped, Luther was able to say only that one word, revoco. But instead of saying, I recant, Luther went before him and said, what are my errors? That was strike one. The next day, Luther and Cajetan got back together, and instead of saying revoco, they debated about the authority of the Pope. That's strike two. The next day, Luther wanted to finish the rest of his argument in writing because he could place that down much more easily. And there he would present all of his conclusions to Cajetan. Cajetan agreed to this, but he did still want that one thing. He wanted that word, because he knew the Pope would not be pleased. He demanded that Luther recant, but Luther couldn't do it. To do so would be against everything he had learned from the Word of God. Strike three. So now, Luther has this new problem. If he can't recant, he's going to be stripped of his monastic standing. He's going to be put in chains. He's going to be sent down to Rome. But if he did recant, he would forsake the truth of the gospel. What's he going to do? We'll find out next week. Let's pray. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own, and to confirm those who come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and from the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you send it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.